We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Supportive viewers, and welcome to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, you're about 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand Optus D2, Africa Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 56 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Via Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chimpanero, Kilometro 5.5, La Celera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios, Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraquai Cable Company. And in Oqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Nimbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Dakhan U Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System. Channel 14 on Ha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions Channel 47, Orange Cable Companies Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. and Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company. In Seishan City in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company. And in Mindalgobi City, Channel 12 on Horol Cable TV. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Poland, Channel 68 on Estrada TP Television. In Formosa or Taiwan. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. Nationwide on Channel 85, on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV and Channel 95 on Yangjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. And Taichung County, Channel 106 on Tong Tai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV. In Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV. And Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, India and Africa cooperate in agricultural technology. In humanitarian news, China donates medical equipment to Tanzania. In health news, researchers in the United States and Japan say papaya leaves have anti-cancer properties. Please stay tuned for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 22nd, is the 40th anniversary of Earth Day. An occasion to celebrate our magnificent planet, it was founded in 1970 by American Senator Gaylord Nelson. Over 1 billion people in 190 countries take part in activities to protect our world. Individuals, communities, and businesses participate in environmental cleanups. In addition, art exhibitions relating to the ecosphere are held, along with special programs in schools, song contests, athletic events, and more. Earth Day is also an appropriate time for a decisive halting of climate change, with everyone adopting the low-emission vegan diet for good. We wish all a progressive Earth Day, honoring our glorious home. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Line news, earthquakes strike Guatemala, El Salvador, Dominican Republic, Chile and Australia. On Sunday morning, April 18th, a magnitude 5.6 tremor occurred 35 kilometers west of Retaluleu in Guatemala and 23 kilometers east of Suchiate in Mexico's Chiapas state. The tremors also rattled the Salvadorian coast. That afternoon, a quake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale rocked eastern Dominican Republic and was also felt across western Puerto Rico. The quake also generated waves that may have caused a boat to sink off the eastern coast of the Dominican Republic, with three local women who lost their lives.
On Monday, a 5.0 tremor jolted Biobío, Chile, near the epicenter of February's massive earthquake, followed by a 5.2 quake that hit the next morning in Western Australia's Goldfields region as the largest to strike in 50 years. Located near Kalgoorlie, Boulder, the tremors caused injury to two people and inflicted some damage to buildings, with workers who were temporarily evacuated from two large regional gold mines as a safety precaution. Officials have been dispatched to the affected areas to address damage. Fortunately, no direct casualties or major injuries were reported for any of the events.
We are thankful for the efforts of all officials and personnel acting to protect public safety. Our sympathies for the three who lost their lives at sea, as we pray for everyone soon return to stable, regular lives, and that such unfortunate circumstances are eased through humanity's caring actions to stabilize our ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russia donates food staples to Tajikistan. The United Nations World Food Programme welcomed Russia's gift to Dushanbe, Tajikistan, which is the first delivery of a total $5.5 million or 10,000 metric tons of flour. Russian Ambassador Yuri Popov accompanied senior Tajik officials in a visit to a rural school that provides the Russia-supported meals. Many thanks, Your Excellency, and Providence bless Russia for your generous assistance in providing nourishment to Tajikistan children. May your countries be graced with continued kind and caring relations.
Venezuela hosts Bicentenary Independence Day celebrations for Latin America. Leaders from across the continent and the Caribbean attending the 9th Bolivarian Alliance for America, or ALBA, summit in the capital Caracas on April 19th joined Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez in recognition of the 200th anniversary of the steps leading to Venezuela's and all Latin America's independence.
Commemorating the spirit of Venezuelan-born Simon Bolivar, whose vision 2 centuries earlier of a united new world is largely credited for the region's ultimate autonomy, the 8 ALBA member nations pledge to continue toward a goal of integration on all levels.
Our warm congratulations, Venezuela and Latin America, on your bicentenary celebrations. May unified peace and prosperity prevail among the warm-hearted people of your nations.
US and Russia call on nations to join nuclear disarmament. At an April 19th session of the United Nations General Assembly, Russia and the United States formally presented their joint nuclear disarmament reduction treaty that was signed on April 8th, 2010. U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice stated, "Our joint appearance here today is a sign of the much strengthened relationship between our two nations, a relationship built on candor, cooperation, and mutual respect."
At the same time, they joined in calling on other member states to act in similar peace-building ways. Russia's ambassador Vitaly Churkin said, "We're convinced that only through collective efforts we can succeed in achieving effective disarmament and a nuclear-free world." Addressing General Assembly members also was UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, who pointed out that more than $1 trillion is currently spent on weapons, an amount that would be much better applied to resolving such issues as global climate change and hunger.
All the member states who have not done so should participate in the NPT treaty. That is an obligation of all a member state of the United Nations. That is a part of our common commitment to make this world free of nuclear weapons.
Secretary General Ban, Ambassadors Rice and Chalkin, US and Russia, we laud your initiatives towards the elimination of nuclear arms. With the grace of the Providence, may such exemplary encouragement hasten the day when peace is assured for all beings on earth.
Public care cautioned in consuming red meat. In light of a recent report by the Inspector General's Office of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or USDA, which found insufficient monitoring of many harmful meat residues in cattle, U.S. best-selling investigative journalist and author of Animal Factory, David Kirby, highlighted the report's observations in his online article, Drugs, Poisons, and Metals in Our Meat. Published on the popular US news website The Huffington Post, Mr. Kirby wrote that the USDA found over 90% of these residues to be present in dairy cows, whose meat is often consumed as ground beef, and veal calves, who prior to their slaughter are fed unmarketable milk laden with antibiotics.
While cooking meat is said to remove bacterial pathogens, residues such as hormones, antibiotics, heavy metals, and pesticides remain, with the heat potentially creating even more harmful components. Despite their obvious hazards, Mr. Kirby reports that even when substances such as copper and highly toxic dioxin are detected, they are not reported because there are no standards that limit their use.
Our appreciation, Mr. Kirby, the Huffington Post, and U.S. Department of Agriculture officials for your work in raising awareness of the many dangers of meat consumption. May wholesome vegan fare soon become the norm, benefiting humans and animals across the globe.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
Please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
U.S. civil rights movement pioneer remembered. Following a lifetime dedicated to social equality, Ms. Dorothy Irene Height has passed away at the age of 98. Born in 1912, Ms. Height earned both undergraduate and advanced degrees before going on to become involved in the National Council of Negro Women, which she also presided over as president for 40 years.
She continued pursuing the ideal of equal rights regardless of skin color through this and other organizations such as the Young Women's Christian Association, or YWCA, with her endeavors and achievements being recognized through such distinctions as the U.S. Presidential Medal of Freedom and a Congressional Gold Medal. Speaking in tribute, U.S. President Barack Obama called her the godmother of the civil rights movement and a heroine for all Americans.
We join in admiration for Ms. Dorothy Height's tireless devotion to improving the treatment of others as we send our condolences to her family and many friends. May her soul rest serenely in God's everlasting comfort and love.
Save Our Planet, Veg Solution Raised in Bolivian Climate Conference. As daily talks gained momentum at the World's People Conference on Climate Change and the Rights of Mother Earth in Cochabamba, delegates from government, science, environmental and indigenous communities formed working groups to develop a document that will be presented to the 192 nations of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change.
With a shared goal of halting global warming impacts such as drought and rising sea levels that affect the most vulnerable, leaders and participants, including Bolivian President Evo Morales, emphasized the empowerment of individuals in adopting more harmonious lifestyles. Supreme Master Television's correspondent brings more details.
In a colorful ceremony attended by foreign dignitaries, spiritual leaders, and indigenous groups representing all peoples of the earth, Bolivian President Evo Morales gave a stirring speech in which he warned of the dangers of eating poultry, spoke against genetically modified organisms, and encouraged a return to the use of curative traditional plants. He further stated there was no need to have meat or dairy in one's diet in order to be strong and healthy. Later, President Morales, the Bolivian delegation's lead negotiator, Angelica Navarro, and other high government officials graciously accepted press packs presented to them by members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association.
Our association members participated in the opening ceremony by holding banners and distributing SOS flyers and other information on the vegan solution to climate change. Representative members are also serving in and giving presentations for the forum's various working groups that meet daily during the conference. Many people have been accepting the SOS flyers with keen interest in the alternative lifestyle.
Friends of the Earth El Salvador President Ricardo Navarro in speaking out against the livestock industry, said,
if you consider all the emissions in the world, more than half are related one way or another to production and consumption of food, particularly meat. If we develop a vegetarian diet, which is better for our bodies than meat diet, we certainly can reduce very much our CO2 emissions and absorb carbon dioxide also. So that's a way out of the problem.
And indigenous leaders such as Ecuador's Franklin Columba agreed, praising a change to a plant-based diet.
Salvajemente asesina a nuestros seres de la naturaleza, del mar, del agua, de la montaña, y que perjudican realmente la salud propia del ser humano. Asesinan a nuestros seres vivientes de la naturaleza y se asesinan ellos automáticamente porque se hacen daño, porque esto altera el sistema orgánico. Nuestros antiguos abuelos quitus nos han enseñado una cultura rica de experiencia y de conocimiento de cómo sobrevivir solamente a través de las plantas, de los frutos que nos da la misma Pachamama.
Here at the conference, there is a general feeling of love for Mother Earth and a determination to do what needs to be done.
We are out of time. We have to do things right now and not to wait 20, 30 years.
Supreme Master Television reporting from Cochabamba, Bolivia.
Our appreciation, President Morales, organizers, and all eco-conscious conference participants for working together to halt climate change. May your earnest efforts and the prioritization of the plant-based dietary solution help to guide our planet and all inhabitants to safety.
President Evo Morales, compañeras y compañeros todos, es un privilegio.
In a July 2008 video conference with Supreme Master Television staff in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai emphasized again our need to act in ways that enhance the survival of all life on Earth.
If people change to a more benevolent lifestyle, that is respecting our lives, then we will beget life and our lives will be spared and nature will restore the balance and repair all damages. I wish to see that day soon in my lifetime. It's still repairable. But people have to realize this and they have to know it's urgent and they have to cooperate. The more vegan people join the circle, the more chance we have to save the planet.
Save our planet. Citizens around the world join in protecting the environment for Earth Day. In the United States, an array of activities were hosted, including the Earth Day 40th Anniversary Festival in Washington, D.C. Here, visitors were able to visit a variety of booths offering information on initiatives to help the planet.
Things got to change. We have to do what we have to do to save the climate for our future.
We can grow some vegetables at home and we'll have to do a lot of shopping.
Meanwhile, in Canada, officials have also been working to raise awareness on environmental conservation.
La planète n'en peut plus. Alors il faut à tout prix se concentrer sur cet objectif, avoir la croissance, mais la croissance durable pour nous-mêmes et les générations futures. Réconcilions l'humanité avec sa planète.
Earth Day is an important day where citizens can get involved, where the community gets involved, and where we can make a contribution to recognize the value of what we can do to help preserve our Earth. I will pledge to be active and present with the entire community for the many different events that are happening and to show them that we support them and that we care.
Members of the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association were also actively involved in numerous events. To the east, our Japanese Association members attended the nation's largest environmental festival, Earth Day Tokyo, held at Yoyogi Park, for which Loving Hut Tokyo had been selected from 70 applicants to hold a booth.
飲食で使うような食材を地産地消や旬の食材、遺伝子組み換え食品を使わないというものをコンセプトに 関東近郊のたくさんのオーガニックレストランの方にお集まりいただいてご出店いただいてます。
Be beige, go green, save the planet! Yes!
In China, our association members joined the Taiwan Environmental Protection Volunteers Association in planting over 1,000 pine tree seedlings to help the continued recovery of the 2008 Sichuan quake-affected region. Meanwhile, the Philippine organization Bacolod Negros Occidental Conveners arranged a series of Earth Day activities which our association members joined to help spread the vegan solution to climate change.
This is the only planet that we have, and so we have to protect it. And we should be aware of our environmental concern regarding the conservation of our planet.
I will adopt the vegetarian diet because this is one of the effective ways to save the earth.
In Formosa or Taiwan, the Taipei City Government Department of Environmental Protection sponsored the activity Yes 417, Let's Guard the Earth, Cherish Our Home, and Halt Global Warming with the Vegan Diet, held at the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall. Many groups participated, including the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association.
Today,我看到有这么多我们的市民朋友到这里来，一起支持吃素食、爱家园、抗暖化这样一个活动啊，我个人感到非常非常的高兴。
虽然是来自不同的团体，但是呢，大家在相处上面是这么样的融洽，你就会感觉上说好开心，而且也觉得好有希望。我觉得从自己本身做起之后，慢慢去影响周遭的人。我们大家一起来吃素食救地球，素食真的很棒。
We join all Earth Day participants in celebrating and appreciating our planetary home. May all of humanity strive to live in gentle regard for each other and the environment to ensure the harmonious future of our ecosphere.
Be veggie, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
Be veg, go green, save the planet.
吃素环保救地球。
Save our planet. In China's southwestern Guangxi Zhuang Autonomous Region, workers transport water by horse into nature reserves in an effort to ensure that the region's rare animal and plant species survive the persistent drought.
Save our planet. With climate-related shortages already noted and more expected in the future, European Commission Water Division head Peter Gameltov proposes conservation measures for agriculture, which currently consumes 66% of the continent's water supplies.
Save our planet. Delhi, India reaches 43.7 degrees Celsius, the highest temperature recorded in 52 years, and 8 degrees above the average for this time of year.
Save our planet. To better understand the lives of the solitary Antarctic leopard seal, US scientists employ acoustic devices such as sonar buoys to identify individual animals by their distinct underwater songs, which the scientists say are highly stylized and even change according to the season.
Hello, I'm Genty the Gorilla, and I'm following an animal-free diet. I'm here with a tip for your health. If you are trying to lose weight, you might consider eating tomatoes. Researchers have found that tomatoes are rich in lycopene, which may decrease appetite hormones and make people feel more full. Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now, weather from around the world.
In world news, Indian and European organizations come together to help African farmers. A memorandum of understanding was signed between the International Crops Research Institute for the semi-arid tropics of Hyderabad, India, and the European Market Research Center based in Belgium. The goal of the memorandum is to increase collaboration between India and Africa in agricultural methods for small-scale farmers in sub-Saharan Africa. It is envisioned that this endeavor will assist in reaching food security for the area by 2015. Our earnest thanks, International Crops Research Institute for the Semi-Arid Tropics and the European Market Research Center, for your commitment to sub-Saharan Africa. May your meaningful contribution help the dedicated farmers produce an abundance of nutritious crops.
In humanitarian news, China donates medical equipment to Tanzania. The approximately $49,000 of apparatus will be used in operation theaters and eye clinics in the Zanzibar region of the nation. The contribution was delivered by a Chinese medical team providing services in the area. Zanzibar Minister of Health and Social Welfare, His Excellency Sultan Maud Muguri, thanks China for her long-standing economic and medical support. The assistance of Chinese physicians to Zanzibar began 46 years ago. Our sincere gratitude, China, for your kind help to our Tanzanian brethren. May the fine people of the nation derive much benefit from your generosity. Coming up, researchers find that papaya leaves boost the immune system. We'll take a meditative walk around the garden and be right back. More enriching news when we return on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, concerning news for a loving world. In health news, researchers discover that the papaya leaf has medical benefits. Dr. Nam Dang, director of the University of Florida Shands Cancer Center Clinical Trials Office, and colleagues in Japan have found that extracts from the papaya leaf work to inhibit the growth of cancerous tumors. The study demonstrated that the papaya helped to enhance the production of molecules called Th1-type cytokines, which support the immune system. Papaya is already used as a folk remedy in many countries, especially in Asia. Our appreciation, Dr. Nam Dang, and fellow scientists for highlighting some of the benefits of the papaya plant. May nature's ample bounty provide us with nourishing sustenance for wholesome, healthy, and happy days.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled The Parachutes, told in Urdu, a language spoken in Pakistan and some parts of India.
تین مسافر ایک ایسے جہاز میں سوار تھے جو مشکل میں مبتلا تھا ان میں سے ایک دنیا کا چالاک ترین شخص ایک کسی ملک کا صدر اور ایک چھوٹی بچی تھی تاہم ان کے پاس صرف دو پیراشوٹ تھے پہلا شخص جو کہ دنیا کا چالاک ترین شخص تھا وہ کھڑا ہوا اور بولا وہ لوگ جو دنیا کو سب سے زیادہ فائدہ پہنچائیں گے ان کو پیراشوٹ حاصل کرنے کا حق ہے میں چونکہ دنیا کا چالاک ترین شخص ہوں میں ان میں سے ایک ہوں اس کے ساتھ ہی اس نے ایک پیراشوٹ لیا اور جہاز سے چھلانگ لگا دی صدر نے چھوٹی بچی کی طرف دیکھا اور کہا میں نے تو بہت زندگی گزار لی ہے اور تم ابھی شروع کر رہی ہو ایسا کرو آخری پیراشوٹ تم لے جاؤ اور جہاز سے کود جاؤ اس پر اس چھوٹی بچی نے جواب دیا آپ فکر نہ کریں ہم دونوں کے لیے ایک ایک پیراشوٹ موجود ہے دنیا کا چالاک ترین شخص تو میرا بستہ لے کر کود گیا ہے
And now for our viewers' hotline on Ram Bahadur Bomjan, the meditating Buddha boy from Nepal.
Beautiful messages that many Buddhas have said before. I am glad to see another master in this world. Lucy from USA.
Thanks for posting this show. Cyril from Poland.
This is the better show. None have his second speech like this one. Tyne from Canada.
High thinking Lucy, Cyril and Tyne, thank you for your comments. It is indeed inspiring to see Breatharian Ram Bahadur Bonjam totally dedicated to achieving the highest illumination to help humanity. Like all sages from time immemorial, Ram Bahadur Bonjam urges everyone to adopt a vegetarian diet. May Buddha bless all noble missions on earth during this critical time.
Do you have a hotline today? We would be delighted to hear your hotlines and stories from your area. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May your life be guided by the love and wisdom of heaven.
The The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
India's ambassador to Nepal, Rakesh Sood, presents a donation of nearly $4.5 million to Nepalese Minister for Irrigation, Balkrishna Khand, for river embankment construction to aid in the country's flood control.
With over 200,000 UK residents stranded abroad as planes were grounded due to the dangers of flying through volcanic ash, Spain opens landing areas in her airports to help travellers get home.
Speaking for OLAX, or Vietnam's National Day of Persons with Disabilities, Deputy Minister Wiang Chong Dam affirms the importance of providing for needs in areas such as healthcare, vocational training, and cultural education.
The third annual Gulf Film Festival in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, honors young Arab filmmakers, with winners for short films and documentaries recognized from Iraq, Oman, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and United States.
Animal welfare organisation People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, writes letters to the District Attorneys of New York City, USA, to halt the cruel practice of serving live octopus in some of the city's restaurants.
Archaeologists in the UK discover a nine-stone monument in Devon that predates the legendary Stonehenge by hundreds of years, raising questions about its possible symbolic and astronomical purposes.
14-year-old Kaylee Shannon of Illinois, USA, launches Hearts for Haiti, raising $3,200 on the first day of a bake sale, organized through her local church to help Haitian children.
Leading U.S. military commander General Raymond Odierno in Iraq affirms in a statement to the press that the nation remains on track to withdraw all combat troops by August 2010.
The Formosan or Taiwanese Red Cross sends a 20-member medical team of doctors and nurses and 1 ton of medicines and supplies to help people affected by the recent earthquake in China's Qinghai province.
After learning to speak English and assimilate in his new UK community, 15-year-old Polish immigrant Maciej Sukala wins a national award for his language tutoring and friendly help to other immigrant and refugee youths.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/NWN.